Friday's game started out, I believe it was 2-0, like 3-4 minutes into the game. Both teams were kind of just trying to see where each other were at. We haven't seen each other for a while. So, and then they made a couple baskets, and we just, from the very beginning, struggled putting the ball in the hole. We had great looks at the basket, makeable shots, and they just wouldn't drop. And I think as that continued, the frustration level got a little higher. I believe it was like a 10-11 point game. I think we'd settled in the third quarter, and then Wolf sprained his ankle, and then they took the lead and stretched it from there. But yeah, you're right. We, for whatever reason, I mean, Metlakatla was playing good defense, but they always do. So just shots weren't going in.
You had seen that was a zone defense. You'd seen that before from them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah. They didn't. It was kind of funny because the kids were the guys were wondering if they had changed their strategy a little bit defensively. But when we watched the tape, it was pretty much what they had done here. We got the same gaps, the same looks. Of course, without Wolf, we didn't have as much of an inside presence. But no, not much different than they played here, just unfriendly rims, I guess.
Okay. All right. The Ketchikan game was exciting, went to overtime with that, and then they really took control in that overtime period.
Yeah, we were down early in that game. Ketchikan shot the ball well. I believe we were down 11 in the first quarter, and then slowly just kind of kept getting closer and closer, and made a nice run in the fourth quarter. And you could see them getting a little bit tight, more of a defensive battle. It was in the 40s, whereas here I believe it was in the 60s. We had a lead down the stretch and made a couple critical errors. And if I remember right, I think we missed a free throw too, and I can't remember. It was a long week. Had a chance, or had the ball at the end. Couldn't get a really clean look at the basket. And then once they scored in overtime, you could kind of see the wind come out of our sails. And then we struggled scoring, and they hit a couple big shots and won in overtime.
All right. Individual highlights from your team that you want to highlight?
Once again, against Ketchikan, Wolf and Stewart played very well. I believe they had 18 and 19 or 19 and 20, scored a majority of our points. And then, you know, in Metlakatla on Saturday with Wolf out, I felt our guys played with a lot of heart and a lot of effort. It was just demoralizing every time we'd work hard for a shot and it wouldn't go in. And again, there we had, we fought back, and I believe we had it to 11, 9 or 11 with the basketball. Had a shot roll out, gave up a couple offensive boards, and they hit a three, and that was really the swing of the game. But Dale Strong started for us because Wolf didn't play. And he had a nice game, put a lot of defensive pressure on their guards, got us into our offensive sets, and just played with a lot of energy. So that was good for him to get that many minutes. He's been playing a lot this year, but really kind of stood out in the game on Saturday for us.